stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch.
Hey, y'all. You work 9 to 5? You work 8 to 6? Maybe 7 to 7? You feel like you're getting screwed? We're going to tell you why. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the 3 o'clock hour, and so it is today's segment of Maggie and the Millionaires. Really humbled and privileged to be joined by Amber Wallen, Executive Director of the State Revenue Alliance. She is part of the Fight to Save America. That's my language. And that fight means a fair tax code. The movement starts today. Amber, again, thank you for being here. There are some basic changes to the tax code that the Fair Share America Coalition is advocating for and asking lawmakers to take a look at. What are a few of those basic changes to the tax code?
Yeah, well, I think the big things to keep in mind are whether or not the rich, the wealthiest, the most well-connected individuals are paying their fair share, and whether or not big corporations are paying their fair share. And so those are the two biggest things that we're talking about this week. And then we'll be talking about all the way through next year and the years beyond, but making sure that the rich and the corporations pay their fair share. And so raising the corporate tax rate, raising taxes on the wealthy individuals and really high income households, those are the biggest things. And then generating revenue to put that revenue back into our families, back into our communities. So using those revenues to really finance targeted investments in families and workers, things like childcare, education, transit, housing, all of those things that we know are key for our communities and that we also know grow our economies and improve everyone's opportunities to thrive as well.
One of the things that I want to touch on, and then I want to just talk about a couple of the specific changes. Folks, when middle-class families like yours and mine and Amber's, when we feel like we're being treated fairly, like we're doing better, we spend money. When we spend money, that fuels our economy as a whole. And guess what? Corporations and shareholders do well. Small businesses do well. But we as the middle class have to feel like we've got something in our pocket. And if you are a disaffected person and you're thinking, I'm voting for Donald Trump because he understands, he is a billionaire who has a golden toilet. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't understand you. And the tax cuts for billionaires and corporations that he wants to increase will only hurt your family. Here are you mentioned raising the corporate tax rate. Donald Trump slashed it to one of the lowest rates that we've seen in modern American history. We're also talking about a very simple concept of taxing investment gains, a dollar earned by investing your money, just like the dollar that's earned from work. The technical terms are tax capital gains like ordinary income. That's two things. We want to raise the income tax on the wealthiest households, those that are making over $400,000 a year. That's the third thing. The fourth thing, we need to tax stock buybacks, which are just cash grabs that deprive businesses of investing in research and development, from investing in workers. We want to tax those stock buybacks. There's other loopholes that we've talked about on those shows, but those basic things, a higher corporate tax rate, equating capital gains and income tax, and finally, again, raising income tax on the richest households and taxing stock buybacks, those four things would make a generational change in our government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think something that you lifted up that I'd build off is, you know, that idea about who's looking out for us and who has looked out for us. And so, you know, what we're talking about next year is that the Trump tax cuts of 2017 will be expiring. And so that's where this, you know, this big discussion is happening around that. And you lifted up some of the things that we want to see. And I might just step back even just for a minute and talk about why we're listing those things out and why those things are on the table. And it's because in 2017, you know, Trump led the passage of this big tax bill that did a few things, of course. It was very expensive. And so it
just ask Nikki Haley, right? She put $8 trillion of an increase in the federal deficit on Donald Trump's tax cut shoulders.
It was huge. And so it impacted our ability to provide essential programs for our communities and for our families. And then the other thing is it skewed so heavily to the wealthy, to wealthy individuals. So just as an example, you know, the top 1% of earners saw about a $60,000 per year tax cut. Folks who make less than $100,000 saw between $70 and $900. So just think about that. $60,000 for the top 1%. And then 70 to a few hundred for regular folks across the country. And that's just on the personal income tax side. If you look at the corporate side, you know, again, what we were promised, what American workers were promised was, you know, if we give these cuts to corporations, then that'll pay off for the workers. And of course, we know that trickle-down economics is deeply flawed and debunked policy. And so of course that didn't work. Those tax cuts did not trickle down. What we saw was that millionaire executives making a million or more a year saw about a $50,000 tax cut from the corporate side of the Trump tax cuts, but that the bottom 90% of workers saw nothing. And so that's kind of the recent history that we're working on and why we think that the expiration of that tax law is such an essential time, such a crucial time to really ensure that those who can afford it pay what they owe to the benefit of the vast majority of American workers and families, and that those folks are finally prioritized in tax policy making the way that they should be.
And we see this show up, Amber, when we look at effective tax rates that billionaires pay versus ordinary Americans. Billionaires paying effective tax rates in the single digits, while working Americans pay tax rates upwards of 30%. There is no universe that I can imagine where anyone, when confronted with those facts, would go, yeah, that sounds like a system that's working just peachy. When you talk to legislators, elected officials about this, and you say you want to tax millionaires, billionaires, and the wealthiest, most profitable corporations more, what's their reaction?
Well, I think that folks... Something that's important is that what we're seeing when regular state constituents and state advocates go and they talk with their federal elected policymakers is that there is some receptivity to that, because while congressional lawmakers may be used to seeing an army of corporate suited lobbyists lobbying them on taxes, they are less used to seeing their own constituents in Washington, D.C., or in district meetings, asking them and really demanding that they put the interests of families in their district and kids in their district first in tax policy. And so I think that that's something to lift up, is who the messenger is really key. And just like the work that the patriotic millionaires do, you know, that's essential to have folks out there on the front lines who know that they may be paying a higher tax rate, but they want to see that so that all of our communities can thrive.
We all matter in this fight. How can people help out?
Well, I think the best thing to do is go to the SRA website, staterevenuealliance.org, or fairshareusa.org, and get connected to the groups that are there, get connected to the groups on the ground, or get connected with all of us. And
we got to leave it there. So sorry, that is Amber Whalen. She is the executive director of the State Revenue Alliance. Get dialing, get involved. It's fairshareusa.org. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn.